Tomorrow, let's free the personality of the oppressed. Right? Yes. Now these new leaders, all they doing is crying over money. Just crying over money. Where is the moral leadership? They don't have it. We come now to the present time, and a man who's the son of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad has succeeded his father. And the son of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, in spite of all the media adverse kind of things, dulling kinds of reports they have made, I am still in the leadership. After five years, I'm still in the leadership. They said in the first year, oh, they won't be around long. They're running out of money. They're getting ready to collapse. This is the fifth year, going into the sixth year. They said, they don't have any plan, no program, but we're still around. They said they're losing their Islam. Look at these sisters in their Muslim dress. Look at us say, assalamu alaikum, wa alaikum assalam. More of us now are acquainted with our holy book than ever before. Before, only a very few of us even had the holy book. The ministers had the holy book. Very rare that you find the ordinary follower with the holy book. Now every member, if he doesn't have it, it's his own excuse, because we have gotten free Qurans and have passed them out to the membership. Every member got the Quran if he want to. Today, every member can go in business if he want to. They say, they're not making no business progress no more. We got brothers selling as much fish as we were selling as a nation. Yes. We got individuals now who sell fish on their own. And they sell as much fish as we did as a whole nation. We got individuals making more business money, more dollars from business profit than we made as a whole nation. I remember in Chicago, if you were experienced in restaurant business and you wanted to go into that business, you had to work for the restaurant in Chicago. If they didn't need you, you had to forget about restaurant business. If you opened a restaurant in Chicago, your restaurant was boycotted. You would be brought up before the congregation and they would talk about you like a dog. You might get stomped on by the foot of the FOI for opening up a restaurant in competition with the Nation of Islam restaurant. We had one restaurant, couldn't accommodate more than about 150 people at one time. And we wouldn't even let other people open a restaurant. One restaurant couldn't even accommodate the whole membership if everybody would patronize it. And we wouldn't allow an individual to open a restaurant. Same thing, the same policy failed on, same rule failed on all business. If the Nation of Islam had a grocery business, you couldn't open a grocery business. If the Nation of Islam had a newspaper, you bet not go in the newspaper business. These are facts. Everybody know it. Now you might say, well, it wasn't that way in New York. We could have our own business in New York. You better be glad you wasn't in Chicago. And I'm sure in New York, if you wasn't in the clique, you couldn't have your business in New York. You had to be in the clique if you had a business that New York was in. Am I right or wrong? All right. That's New York saying, yeah, New York is speaking. If you wanted to go in the grocery business and the temple had a grocery business, if you wasn't in the clique, number one friend of the high ups, you couldn't open that business. If you did, they might stump your brains out. That kind of policy strangled our community. It strangled our community. We couldn't see the growth in the community that was there. Now we have people in the business. We have a brother not far from me who's in the fish business. He has a fast food fish business. Doc's fish business. If you ever go to Chicago, you go around Dorchester, 7087 in Dorchester, you can go to Doc's fast food fish. And he's selling more fish than we sold in our restaurant His gross, his net from his fish business is more than the money that we gross from our restaurant under the old administration in a period of 3 years. He take in 1 year more than we gross. He take in net 1 year more than we gross over a period of 2 or 3 years. Yes. Those farms that weren't producing anything, we have sold those that we can't manage. If we couldn't find people to lease them, we first offered to the community. Nobody in the community could manage 10,000 acres of land. We had nobody in the community to do it. I'm no farmer, I can't do it. So we would have to trust outsiders. So we leased to outsiders. Some we had to sell because we couldn't find lease for them. That big deficit that we had in our farmland is now beginning to look bright for us. It looks like pretty soon we're not going to have any deficit. We're going to start realizing some income from farmland. In about 2 years or 3 years from now, from one farm, we will have net anywhere from $250,000 to $400,000 a year. Net from one of our farms. This is what we see in the future. We know it because we know what we're doing. We know what we're doing. All the bills will be paid off. The farm will be clear, and that $250,000 to $400,000 will be coming into our community within about 3 years from now. That's progress. I'm talking about farms that was taking money from our pockets and was bringing nothing back to us. I'm saying that those farms will, in 3 years, bring us money. That's progress. You might say, how come they wasn't bringing you anything? Because we are a community of poor, uneducated, inexperienced people. We got a lot of mouth, but when it comes to accepting responsibility, we don't have the qualifications. Now that's the pitiful fact. The pitiful fact is that we don't have people in this community that have agricultural knowledge, farming knowledge, to take the responsibility for big farms and make them profitable. We don't have it. Another problem is that farming is not as profitable today as it was years ago. Farming wasn't as profitable 5 years ago as it was 10 or 15 years ago. The farming business has become less and less profitable with the years. So what you have to do? The average private farmer, he can't do it. He hasn't the ability. It takes those big corporate farmers who have long experience in the business, great resources at their fingertips. Take those people to make it. What you do? You got the land? Hold on to the land. Get those responsible people. Lease your land to them. They know how to make a profit with it. They pay you. They pay you for leasing. Now you're getting money, right? You got some people, they're energetic. They're really ambitious. I invite any farmer, any student of agriculture who is ambitious in our community to go down there to the farm. Go down there and work on that farm with that man who's leasing it. Study it. And if you can prove to us that you can do what he's doing, when his lease is up, we will lease it to you. Now, is that fair enough? That's fair enough, isn't it? Any of our members who can show the ability to run that farm for a profit, like that man is doing on the farm, that Caucasian man, like that white man, like Whitey is doing on that farm. Any of you who can show the same ability to make a profit, we welcome you right now. We will even help you. Go there, learn the business, work on the farm, learn the business, and prove to us that you can manage that farm. We will lease the farm to you or we will lease it to ourselves and make you the manager and pay you a salary when that man's lease is out. Can we be any fairer? Yes. The people in this community are no different than the people in the outer community. The outer community, they are a failure, generally speaking. Our neighborhoods show no economic development, no economic success. Is that right? All right. Our community blame it on the white man, right? Okay, my community is no different. I got people in my community. There's opportunity here. But they won't take the initiative. They don't have the ambition to go and pay the price, to learn and struggle up from the bottom, to take over these positions of great responsibility. So instead of admitting their own individual failure, their own failure as an individual, they tell the outer community that the imam is selling all our property to other people, going out of business, getting rid of everything. That's a shame. That's a shame. We have a right now, we got a Salam's restaurant on South Side of Chicago. Nice, prestigious business. Nice, prestigious building. We haven't got any ambitious person to go in that building and run it for profit. Any of you here can do it? Any of Farrakhan followers can do it? Is there any John Muhammad's followers can do it in Detroit? If they are, come forward. Prove your qualifications. I won't say, oh, you don't follow me, you follow Farrakhan. Prove your qualifications and you can get the restaurant, Salam restaurant, right now. Prove that you can run it for profit. I don't care if you're Farrakhan's follower, or John Muhammad's follower, or Salah's follower, or Reverend Jackson's follower, Jesse Jackson's follower. I don't care who you are. If you can prove that you can manage that business for a profit, come right now. We'll give the building to you, and we don't want you to do nothing but just keep up the building. If you can just keep up the building, don't give us any profit. We want nothing. Keep up the building. We will give you 2 years to prove that you can keep up the building and make a profit there. If you can prove it, then once you realize a profit over the cost of staying in business, then we will ask you for a decent, minimal share of your profit to come to our community.